the final leg is the Criterium on Sunday in Devonport. And what's going to happen before that is that members of the public will get an opportunity to ride the course that the pros are going to do. Joining me to tell us a little bit more about it from the Tour of Tasmania is Kate Rankin. G'day, Kate.
Hi, Martin. How are you going?
Good. Now, just very quickly, we'll get an update on what's happened today. I think there's been a change in outright leaders, hasn't there?
Yeah, it was an action-packed day today, leaving Devonport, of course, as you said, and finishing up in Penguin. We had a lot of changes in the peloton and a lot of moves forward. And fortunately, Chris Hamilton from Avanti Iceway Sport has clinched the yellow jersey away from teammate Anthony Giacoppo. So it's a fantastic tour, and hopefully the next two stages will continue to see a change in lead.
Well, they've been a strong team, haven't they? I think they've won every round of the National Road Series up to now, which is the second last round, so they're having an awesome season.
Yeah, it is true, Martin. There's no chance of them not taking out the series, or, yeah, the NRS series, and they're just a team full of anyone in their team really can wear the yellow jersey at any stage. So it's fantastic.
And these are the names that we'll see riding the Grand Tours in Europe in a few years' time, and we've seen that happen already with people that have been in the Tour of Tasmania in the past. Now, the community ride on Sunday, you had one of these on Wednesday as well, didn't you, with the prologue in Launceston?
Yes, we had it yesterday in Grindelwald.
Oh, okay, sorry, yep.
Yeah, so we're really looking forward to on Sunday. Between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m, we invite everyone from the Devonport community and surrounds to come on down and check out the Criterium course. It's a 1.8-kilometre course, and, of course, the athletes will follow at 10:30 and ride around for 30 laps. We're not sure if everyone in the community will also get through 30 laps, but it's free, and we really just invite everyone to come on down and enjoy the Tour of Tasmania action.
I guess the good thing too about getting to ride the same course as the pros is that it'll be blocked off to traffic, so you'll be able to get out there and enjoy it in complete safety.
Absolutely, it's a closed road. So it starts at Black Road and goes down Clement Street, James Street, and Victoria Parade in a nice little circuit. So we invite all families to bring down your kids and get a chance to ride without the threat of cars and things like that. It's a purely safe course.
Yep, and of course we encourage people to all wear helmets and things like that, because it is against the law in Tasmania not to wear one.
Yes, of course, helmets are a must.
Yeah, and now the course you mentioned, that sounds like a fairly flat course to me, knowing the area reasonably well.
Yeah, we were there this morning, and as long as the wind doesn't get up, Martin, it should be a pretty flat and a pretty sheltered. Well, not sure with the Devonport weather, but it's looking to be a pretty flat course compared to the rest of the stages. Tomorrow, of course, we start in Launceston and go at Polatina. So that finish at Polatina will test even the strongest climbers in the tour.
When we watch the Tour de France, the last day is normally fairly ceremonial, there's an unwritten rule that you can't sort of make a challenge on the lead. We're unlikely to see that happen this weekend, though, aren't we?
Well, yeah, I don't think that will happen. I think the Avanti boys might. They'll just throw anyone in the mix. As I mentioned before, Chris Hamilton won today away from Anthony Giacoppo, who's taken up the last two stages. So with Joe Cooper in there and Pat Shaw, it really could. I don't know if it'll be open for anyone to win.
Yeah, I think that'd be good, because it means they won't be holding back for the final stage. And people, after they ride the course, they can hang around and watch the race. 30 laps means they get to see the field come by plenty of times.
That's right, Martin. It's a great event. If you haven't seen a Criterium before, it's fantastic, because you get to see them come past you 30 times. And we encourage the athletes, they'll be warming up on the course when the community ride's taking place. So we encourage everyone to sort of say good day to their favourite riders and ask them for a selfie and have a chat to them. And they'll also be throwing out some advice to everyone in the community as they ride past.
Sounds like a great way to spend a Sunday morning. Go for a ride, then watch how the pros do it. There'll be a live commentary on course as well, so you'll be able to hear everything that's going on. Kate, thanks for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it. The weather forecast tomorrow is brilliant. Not so sure about Sunday, but hopefully it's reasonable enough and it doesn't sort of come in until after the event's finished.
That's right, Martin. It is looking shaky, but we have our fingers crossed, and we ask everyone to come on down. Register on the day from 8 a.m. It is free for everybody. For more information, visit www.tourftasmania.com.au.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, Kate, this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for your support. Thanks, Martin. Bye.
Thank you, Kate. And tomorrow in my Saturday morning sports show, I'll be talking to the race director, John Trevorrow, and we'll analyse today's results and preview what's happening for the rest of the weekend in a little bit more detail. But that community ride, you can register from 8 o'clock. As Kate said, it's on from 9:30. And then you can sit back and watch how the pros do it.